Please be aware that calls may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance.
Thank you for holding. Continue to wait for the next available representative, or you may press 1 now to leave a message, and we will return your call shortly.
There is one call ahead of you.
RDI Diamonds, New York. Mick speaking. How can I help you?
Nick, this is Phil McDowell from McDowell Jewelers in Memphis.
Yes, sir.
And I'd like to talk to Adrienne Swain if she's available.
Yeah, let me see if I can get her on the line. Hold one moment, please.
Thank you.
First of all, to make sure you get the diamonds you need, overnight guarantee with pricing that allows you to make a profit.
Hello, how are you, Philip?
Adrienne, I haven't heard from you in so long. You must be pretty busy up there.
No, I called the other day and got voicemail, so I figured, I called 2 days ago. Got a voicemail, so I figured, I bet you they went to Decatur, but
yeah,
no.
I was probably on the phone.
Oh.
Because it didn't show up on my answering machine, and I've got a voicemail on this VTech phone, but I can't retrieve anything off of it.
Dang technology.
Well, happy belated Thanksgiving.
You too. Did you guys go over to Decatur, or did you have everybody come here?
Well, no. Actually, my wife got in the car and drove to Nashville to meet her daughter and grandson, and they stayed at the Opryland Hotel up there until Saturday, and they do that every year.
Oh,
so
nice.
I was there at the house by myself and just enjoying it, you know, nice quiet day. She made me promise not to come over here to this office that day, and I didn't.
Well, that was very considerate of you. Did you at least get to watch some good football games?
That's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
Sure enough.
Yeah, that's right.
But sure enough, I put her on a plane this morning. She's over in Decatur now.
Oh, geez.
She's going to be there for a week.
I'm going to pick her up next.
But anyway, I got a call, and I don't know if you guys can do this or not, but...
Put me to work, Philip. You know I'm going to bend over backwards and see what I can do.
Well, you know, I know you had said before that you guys were getting away from the lab-created diamonds.
We can still get them.
Okay, that's my question because I got a customer that specifically wants a lab-created diamond.
Okay.
And a round stone, and I need to get... I guess 3 different prices, like from a, and this is in rounds, in a nice white stone that's, you know, eye clean, a 1 carat, and a carat and a quarter, and a carat and a half.
So,
I got to give him prices on different ones, you know, to see how much he wants to spend.
So I can tell you that the smaller sizes, not 600 carat, you said...
Wait a minute, would you say that again?
Oh, no, I'm talking to myself. So I will give you ballpark figures just because usually those smaller sizes, that's like, I can tell you how much they're going to be. Approximately. But they're all going to be... either D, E, or F in color, and they're all going to be VS2 or better.
Okay. That sounds fine to me.
Anything that's 3 carat and below is invoice only, no return. So I want to give you that information first and foremost.
Okay.
So 156, I'll start with the carat and a half. A 156 D VS1. You're going to be at that 390 mark.
Per carat?
No, cost.
Right?
Cost.
Oh, total.
Cost, yes.
$390.
Cost, yeah. They're nothing.
I hear you.
Like, and then I jumped down to a carrot. A carrot's going to run you around $230 cost.
Okay.
And then 120, I'm going to call it probably 300-ish. I want to say around 300-ish. Just because they stopped the other ones.
Okay.
But it could come in. Yeah, it could come in a little bit lower in price. We just, like these, we get a, if somebody has a request, we will get it for them, but it's invoice only, no returns, so.
I understand, 100%.
Yep.
If guy didn't take it, I would find somebody else who didn't have any money that could buy it.
I know.
Lord have mercy.
I know how cheap they've become. Oh, my goodness. Like, a 2-carat is only $600.
Well, I'm telling you, you know that, what was that stone? It was a 2.5-carat oval that I got had a customer that wanted. And back in the day, I think it was $1,400, $1,500. And
yeah, the 251. Yeah, the 251 in 2023.
Yeah.
Was 12.
Well, I bet that stone's not over $800-$900 now.
No. You know what's a better idea? To do it this way. So I have these, like I have lab-grown diamond studs. So if you're okay with splitting up a pair, that way you could do that, like for a 2-carat total weight, you're at $500, so $250 per stone. So that'd be one.
Well,
carat.
I'd rather just stick with the one
stone. One
stone?
Stone.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't have one in your, just one sitting there? Got it.
Yeah, so I got to call this guy. I got to figure up some prices. Because the dead gum mounting is going to, and chain is going to cost more than
yes,
the stone.
It is. Yep, I know. Yeah.
Well, did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was quiet, uneventful. Just me and my two of my neighbors. Just aid, and then I watched football, basically. So, and then we were back here on Friday, and we have our Saturday hours going on. So I'm glad I did like you did, relax, didn't do much, and watched football.
Yep, that's all I did. And luckily, my team won. You know, Alabama's still alive.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, yeah, so call, find out how much this guy, I don't even know what people put on these anymore, as far as, like, pricing and markup for retail, but let me know if you need something.
Okay. Adrian, I certainly thank you for the information.
Yeah, of course, and I can get no matter what, okay?
I do appreciate it, and you hang in there, and I'll be back in touch with you.
All right. Great hearing from you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.